All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my update for Sunday, March 7th. As I mentioned yesterday, and as you well know, the stimulus bill finally passed in the Senate. Wasn't exactly seamless. There were some last-minute changes and drama over unemployment benefits, but the main obstacle is finally behind us at this point. Just to recap, this was a 50-49 vote with Republican Senator Dan Sullivan absent due to a family emergency. So this bill passed without a single Republican vote in either the House or the Senate. Now, this bill is not going directly from the Senate to Joe Biden. The House obviously needs to approve the changes that were made in the Senate. As I mentioned yesterday, that will hopefully not take very much time. House Democrats already passed the original version of this bill and just need to okay the revisions that we've been discussing here on the channel. And in the House, Democrats have a few extra votes to spare instead of needing support from every single member in their caucus like they did in the Senate. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer's statement clarified that the House will be voting to consider the new bill tomorrow night, and that will lead to a final vote on Tuesday before sending it to the White House for Biden's signature, assuming it passes the House. So again, I don't want to say that this is a foregone conclusion. Obviously, things could happen between now and then, but based on the information we have now, I am hopeful and optimistic that Biden will sign this bill into law sometime this week, which means that those stimulus checks could be going out this month. And in fact, Joe Biden promised as much, as I showed you in my video yesterday. The timing here is also important. If you're receiving unemployment, federal benefits from the last stimulus are about to phase out in a little over a week. So if everything goes according to plan, the American Rescue Plan should come in and replace those benefits before they disappear. Unfortunately, unemployment is run by states, so a lot of that comes down to how states are able to process and implement this extension. So I don't want to say that everyone will continue receiving federal unemployment benefits without a hitch, but if the bill passes this week, then hopefully your state's unemployment department will be able to adapt to the extension as seamlessly as possible. Speaking of unemployment, I released a video this morning on what to do from a tax perspective if you are in the unfortunate situation of having been a victim of unemployment fraud. Link to that video is at the top of the screen as well as in the description below. Now, moderate Democratic Senator Joe Manchin has faced some pushback after initially appearing to throw a wrench into negotiations at the 11th hour. Of course, we expected some changes to be made during the debate and during the Voterama, but I don't think anyone expected that last-minute uncertainty with respect to unemployment was going to hold things up, especially after Democrats had months to get their plan together. Some people thought Manchin was putting the entire bill in doubt just to get his way to unemployment, but he pushed back on that characterization today. He told Fox News, "That's not how negotiations should go, and that should never be the intent of anybody. There was nothing that I wanted more than to have a balanced bill. I always wanted that moderate middle to be able to work, and that's where you govern from." On the other hand, some progressives are coming away from these compromises with the opposite impression. Here's what Democratic Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman tweeted about the situation. "This trend is outrageous. Eliminating $15 per hour, reducing thresholds for stimulus checks, and cutting off 400,000 New Jerseyans, and cuts to weekly unemployment payments. What are we doing here? I'm frankly disgusted with some of my colleagues and question whether I can support this bill. If we're really hashtag for the people, we best start acting like it. What I'm seeing of the negotiations right now doesn't cut it." That has already been retweeted by a number of prominent progressives, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, Jamal Bowman. And if there's anything that could hold up the bill in the House, it would probably be progressives playing hardball and trying to get some of their priorities back into this package. From the progressive point of view, it looks like Joe Manchin was able to force all these moderate changes basically on his own. He ended up basically, essentially, being the tie-breaking vote on two different unemployment amendments, one from Rob Portman that passed 50-49 with Manchin and all the Republicans, and then the final one that also passed 50-49, this time with Manchin and the rest of the Democratic caucus. So again, if you're a progressive, you see that and wonder whether you can apply some of the same pressure. But ultimately, the question is whether you're willing to potentially delay the bill or even put it in jeopardy if you want changes that the Joe Manchins and the Kyrsten Sinemas won't vote for anyway. Personally, I don't foresee them digging in too much here. I think they're going to tweet and kind of make statements. Progressives would rather get this bill than no bill at all. But there's still people to keep an eye on this week, especially since the Senate made pretty significant changes to the package that was passed in the House. So that's what I'll be looking at this week, keeping my eye on the progressives in the House. The House should be able to get through this, though, in the next couple days here. As usual, I'll be here tomorrow and throughout the week to break down what's happening and how it affects the stimulus package. Before my daily update tomorrow, I'll be releasing a video at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on a few ways to get free stuff. So be sure to keep your eye out for that video as well. As always, thank you so much for watching to the end, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.